I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stay all day.
Work on your game.
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 Work.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. On top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go get it, go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. All of this combined, you have the Work on Your Game mindset. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations and welcome to the show. And let's get right into today's topic, which is a rule of life that I told you I was going to touch on at the end of yesterday's episode. And that is the strong rule the weak. In life, the strong make the rules. The weak are subjected to the rules. And rules are subject to change without prior written notice. You ever seen that somewhere? Rules are subject to change. Prices are subject to change. The strong can change the situation to fit their needs, however they see fit, regardless of what the weak feel. This is what happens in life. The strong ruling the weak. And when I say the strong and the weak, I don't necessarily mean people who have big muscles and people who have no muscles. In some ways it is about the muscles and no muscles. Some ways it is about people who have resources like money and connections and location versus people who don't have money connections and they're not in the right location. It can be about that too, but it's also about the people who perform. In life, the people who perform are the ones who get the attention, the performers, not the people who could perform, people who know they have game, but they haven't yet performed. The people who go out there and actually produce, the producers in life, they get all the attention. While the would-be producers don't get the attention. They don't get the spoils. They say to the victors, go to spoils. Well, if you're not winning, if you're not the victor, if you're not producing and performing, you can't get the spoils. The closers get the bonuses, meaning the people who are able to, as I talked about yesterday, the story of me being at Bally Total Fitness, that one presentation that I did that did not close. I did not sell that guy a membership to the gym. But the fact that I was able to sell a lot of people memberships to the gym as compared to other people who are working there as salespeople, I was one of the top closers, one of the top salespeople in that gym. I was the one getting the bonuses. And just to connect a whole lot of things, For those of you who don't know, I played professional basketball for 9 years internationally. The first pro exposure camp I went to, which was in 2005, the only reason I was able to go to that camp, I was working at Bally Total Fitness at that time. I was able to go to that camp because I negotiated with my boss, this guy named Steve, to get myself 4 consecutive days off, which in the summertime, nobody got 4 straight days off because we want as many people in there as possible to sell memberships, especially one of your top salespeople. Steve was willing to give me those days off because he knew I was one of the best salespeople there. This is black and white. This is not best like skills, best as in actual production. I was one of the top producing salespeople there, and he knew when I got back, I was going to go right back to selling memberships to make up for the time that I missed, not just to appease him, but to appease my paycheck. Because if I didn't work and I didn't make any, I wouldn't be able to make any sales. I wouldn't have any money. So the fact that I was willing to, in fact, not willing, but I was actually producing sales at Bally was the reason why I was able to get 4 days off so I could drive to Orlando, go to that exposure camp, play well at that camp, which eventually led to a VHS tape footage, which led to my first YouTube video, which also led to me getting my first agent, which led to me getting my first pro basketball contract. So all of this is connected. Everything leads to everything else, people. The strong ruling the weak. Again, people with the muscles, the people with the money, the people who are performing, the people who can make the sales, the people who actually win in life are the people who get to make the rules. They're the people who get unfairness on their side, because life is unfair. Just as a general rule, life is generally unfair. So if you're expecting it to be fair, you've been told a lie that I'm going to help fix for you today. Be one of the strong is what you want to come out of this episode with. You want to come out of this episode with the mindset in place that will lead to the actions that will make you one of the strong and keep you as one of the strong in life. And who are the strong? The strong are the people who have the power to move. That's what strong means. Having the power to move, having the power to act upon matter and make change. That's what strong means, okay? The power to change a situation to your liking. Weak is a person who does not have the power to change the situation to their liking. Has any of you ever found yourself complaining about a situation, about it not being the way that you wanted it to be? At that exact moment, you're weak. At that exact moment, you are one of the weak because you don't have the power to alter the situation to your liking. You want to minimize and hopefully completely eliminate the amount of time, the amount of situations, the amount of energy you feel in life where you are the weak, the weakling, the person who does not have the power to alter a situation or circumstance or even themselves to their liking. You want to be the strong who can alter any situation, make anything happen in any way. I was watching Puff Daddy's movie called Can't Stop, Won't Stop. It's kind of a documentary of the Bad Boy reunion tour that they did. And there was a point where Puff Daddy was talking to the production team, the people who actually put together the stage setup for the concert, for the tour that they were going to go on. And Puff Daddy was telling the people, listen, I don't like it. Y'all need to change it. I don't like the lights. It's not set up the right way. And someone chimed in as he's talking. They said, well, we can't do that. We don't have enough time, or we don't have enough. I'm sure it wasn't the budget, but they were saying we don't have enough time to fix this and do it exactly as you're saying. And Puffy interrupted that person and said, listen, that's not the way my life works. I can make anything happen. That's a mindset of the strong, being able to alter any situation to your liking at any time, even if the only alteration you can do is changing the way that you look at a situation, changing the story that you tell yourself, puts you in a position of the strong. You never want to be in a position of I can't do anything about this and I don't like it at the same time. Point number one. And again, today's topic is the rule of life is that the strong rule the weak. Number one, episode number 550. If you didn't catch it, go to dreallday.com/550. You can pull up any episode of my podcast just by going to that link, dreallday.com/, and then just put in the number of the corresponding episode. So dreallday/550. In that episode, the topic was that you got to perform to be known as good. Right? Y'all remember that episode? You have to perform. If you want to be known as good at what you do, you can't just have the skill that you've never shown. You can't just go to practice and work on your game every day. You have to actually perform somewhere that matters, at a time that it matters, in front of some people who matter. And if it's a form of competition against some people who also matter, to be known as good. You want that label as you're good or you're great or you're one of the best, you got to perform. In this sense that we're talking about today's episode, the performers are the strong. The weak are those who have game, but they haven't yet performed. And I hear from a lot of these people, especially in the sports arena, athletes who say, I know I can fill in the blank. They name all the things that they know they're capable of doing, yet they have not done it yet. They have not yet proved it. All you athletes who fall into that category, you are the weak. You are the weak until and unless you perform when it matters, where it matters, in front of and against whom it matters. The strong are the performers in life. You do not get rewards in life until you perform. Those of you who are in school, whether that's college, high school, middle school, GED program, technical school, in life, outside of school, you do not get rewards for having skill. There's no reward for having skill. The last reward any of you is ever going to get for having skill is your college degree or your high school diploma or your GED. That is the last time you will be rewarded for having skill. In that case, being knowledge, meaning you passed all these tests and classes that proves you know the information, quote unquote, you know the information, even though it's right there in a book that you could reference at any time. You know, life is an open book test, unlike school. School is the last time in life you will be rewarded just for having abilities, just for having tools. From that point forward, from the time you graduate moving forward, and notice that graduation is called a commencement. Right? You know, commencement means the beginning, right? It's just the start. From that point forward, you will only be rewarded for production. You will only be rewarded for performing. You will be rewarded only for producing a result. Not for having the skill to produce a result, but for actually producing the result. I want to say that one more time. And those of you who are parents or coaches or teachers, make sure you have your youths listen to the point, especially this point that I'm making right here. School is the last time in life you will be rewarded for skill, for ability, for potential. From that point forward, you will only be rewarded for production, performance, and results. You can have all the skill in the world. If you are not producing results, you get no reward. You can have all the knowledge in the world. If you can't turn that knowledge into something useful, a product or service that someone is willing to pay for, like we talked about 2 days ago, you will make no money. This is how it works. And those of you youths, you who are in school right now, if you're not sure that I'm accurate, maybe, you know, I'm only one person. Maybe it's just my perspective that I'm saying this. Ask anyone you know. Ask an adult who you know. Ask your mom. Ask your dad, ask your grandmother, ask one of your teachers, ask your boss, your coworker, your coach. Ask anyone you know, is this true? That after school, the only way you make money is for production, for producing a result, for performing in some way. You don't get rewarded just because you could do it. School is the last time you will. So enjoy the time while you're there. Point number two. And today's topic is, again, the strong rule the weak. This is a rule of life. This is not the law of the jungle. This is the law of life in general. Number two, the strong, the performers, the producers, the ones who produce results, you know what they do? They do whatever they want. The strong do whatever they want. They take initiative. See, doing what you want means taking initiative. I want to do that, and then I go do it. That's what strong means. Not I want to do it, I'm going to think about it. Not I want to do it, let me research it. Not I want to do it, let me go send somebody a snap and see what they think about it. The strong see what they want, and then they go do it. They go do what they want. They have what they want. They acquire what they want. They alter situations to their liking, to fit their wants. The strong do what they want to do. They take initiative. They call shots. They make rules. They break rules. They make rules when necessary for them, and they break rules when necessary for them. Any area of life that you follow, whether that be sports, business, politics, school, maybe it's something that's happening in your own life personally, you see the people who have the power, sometimes they make rules that only benefit them. Or they'll break a rule in a way that benefits them but doesn't benefit anyone else. And you notice it, and maybe you point out or complain about the unfairness. What you need to understand is that that's just the strong doing what the strong do. If you don't want to be in a situation where you have to complain about the unfairness of what the strong do, all you have to do is become one of the strong. And this is a choice that anyone can make at any time in life, is to make the choice to become the strong. Again, the strong are the people who perform, people who produce, the people who lay results on the table, not skills, not potential, not could have. They lay results on the table. Any of us can become that person at any given time. The weak, they have no voice unless the strong want them to have a voice. I'll repeat that. In life, the strong do what they want. They make the rules, they break the rules. The weak, They don't have a voice. They don't have a say in what the rules are. They don't have a say in how fair things are being executed unless the strong decide that the weak have a voice, or unless the strong want to create the facade that the weak have a voice. And that could, I could be saying a lot with that one statement, depending on your perspective in life. The strong can make the weak think they have a voice, but the weak actually does not have a voice. Point number three. Today's topic is, again, a rule of life. This is the rule of life, not a rule. The rule is that the strong rule the weak. The weak are the subjects. Point number three. I just recently read a book called Win Bigly. It was written by Scott Adams. For those of you who don't know who Scott Adams is, if you've ever opened a newspaper and seen a cartoon called Dilbert, Scott is the author of the Dilbert. He's the author and the illustrator of the Dilbert cartoon. And he wrote a book called Win Bigly. The book is really about persuasion. It's about how people persuade. And he uses politics as the canvas for his book. But one of the things that he talks about in the book, a really great quote that he wrote in his book that I'm going to share with you right here. He says, fairness is for children and idiots. Fairness is for children and idiots. For those of you who have ever, at any point, complained about fairness, and I've heard this from 30-something adults, I've heard it from teenagers, I've heard it from people in their 50s, people in their 20s, I've heard people in all different walks of life at different points complain about things not being fair. That's not fair. I had to do this. They don't have to do it. I went through this situation to get there. This person didn't have to do any of that. They kind of just skipped the line. They didn't have to pay their dues the way that I did. Fair is for children and idiots. Fair was created. I believe the full quote, and I'm paraphrasing him now, Scott Adams, that is. Fair was created so children and idiots could have arguments, is what he said. You hear people arguing about what's fair and what's not fair, they're idiots, or they're children, or they're both. Idiot children. Fair is for children and idiots. Have I said that enough times? Never complain about things not being fair. Why should you never? Why, Dre? Why should I never complain about things not being fair? What if things really aren't fair? Well, here's what it is. All men are created equal. You ever heard that? All men are created equal. It's actually true. All men are created equal. If you were to go into a hospital, I don't even know what the doctor's called, who looks at a woman's stomach who is pregnant or may be pregnant or thinks she's pregnant, and they showed a little, what do they call it? The ultrasound, where they rub on the stomach and they can see the form of the human being that is coming together in the stomach. All humans pretty much look pretty alike at that point. All right, they all look pretty similar there. And you know what I just read 2 days ago? I was reading a Snapchat branded story that the first body part that forms for a human upon conception, the very first body part that forms is the anus. Just some random fact for you there that I read. But anyway, when they're looking at that ultrasound or sonogram, is it sonogram? I think it's the ultrasound. I think we'll just stick with the ultrasound. The human looks the same. We all look the same at that point, maybe in the first month or maybe even the first 9 months, look pretty much the same besides being male and female. We are all created equal, but we don't remain equal. Important point here of emphasis. We are created equal. We do not remain equal. I did a full episode on this a week ago. You can see it right there in your podcast app, wherever you're listening to this, or go to dreallday.com/podcast and just look through late November 2017 archive. Did a full episode on this. We are created equal. We do not remain equal. So don't look for things to be fair. They will never be fair. Since things are unfair, once you come to accept that, all you need to do is focus on how do I get this unfairness working for me instead of working against me. Things will never be fair again in your life. And point number four, and today's topic is the rule of life is that the strong rule the weak. Point number four, the history books. Speaking of school, if you read a history book, any history book, I don't care if it's on Wikipedia, if it's a book that you buy from the bookstore, anywhere that you hear history, if you listen to a podcast that's on history, anything that is about a history that none of us was alive to have actually seen, understand this. This is a really important thing y'all got to understand. History books are written by the people who survived to write them. See, the people who got killed don't live to write the history books. History is written by the winners. What you read in those history books is not always what actually happened. Did you know that? What you read in a history book, or in any history book, I'm not talking about a textbook in school, anywhere that you read anything about history, what you're reading is the interpretation of the situation from the person who survived, or the people who survived. The people who died, the people who got wiped out in that war, the, what's the word I'm looking for there? The, I got to think of the right word here. These civilizations, that's the word. The civilizations who did not survive, they were invaded, maybe they were taken over and their whole town was destroyed and lay in ruins and got buried, or they got buried alive, the entire city. Those people don't get to write history books. They don't get to write what their life was like. They don't get to write how things were for them. So the history books get to say, well, this is what it was. This is how it was. It was this way. That may not be entirely accurate. I'm not telling you that for you to go on some big history search. If that's what you want to do, you go ahead and do it. You want to become an archaeologist, go ahead and be one. What I'm telling you is the reason for all of that, the losers don't get to tell a story. Nobody wants to hear the loser's story. And that's a good quote there. If you want to tweet me a quote, any quote from this podcast, just put it in quotations and make sure you at me at Dre Baldwin, at Dre All Day rather, on Twitter, at Dre All Day on Twitter, Dre Baldwin on Instagram. Losers don't get to tell a story. Nobody wants to hear a loser tell a story. Why? Because you lost. Well, I don't care about the story. There's no glory in the story that led up to you losing. Now, if you win, I want to hear the story. History books are written by the people who won. So they're telling you their perspective. They may be fudging some of the details. It is not. Listen, no history book, no history story you've ever read was 100% fair unless you were hearing it from the people who won and the people who lost at the same time. They put it all together. Then that might be fair. It might be fair. Then whoever puts that book together still got to decide which information to leave in and which information to omit. See, so you can you see all the different ways things can be skewed unfairly, even 1%? Or more, or 100% unfairly, losers don't get to tell a story. The weak don't tell stories. They have stories, but they don't get to tell stories because there's no one there to listen. If you tell a story and there's no one around to listen, does the story make a sound? No, it doesn't. Why? As we recap today's topic, the rule of life, the strong rule of the weak. Number one, episode number 550, I talked about you got to perform to be known as good. In this sense, we're talking the strong are the performers, the producers, the people who make results happen. The weak have gained. They could perform. They could produce, but they haven't done it yet. You get no rewards in life until or unless you perform and prove your game. If you have game and you haven't proven it, you get nothing for that. If you're getting something for it now, listen, when you graduate from school, that'll be over. Number two. The strong do what they want in life. They take initiative. They call the shots. They make the rules. They break the rules. The weak don't have a voice. It doesn't matter what they think about what the strong do because nobody can hear them anyway. Point number three, Scott Adams says in his book, Win Bigly, fair is for children and idiots to have arguments. That's the reason fairness was created, for children and idiot children to argue with each other. If you're arguing fairness with somebody, you are wasting your time. It's idiotic. It does not matter. It's not supposed to be fair. Get the unfairness working for you. Point number four, history books are written by the winners. What you read in the history book is not what really happened. It's just the winner's interpretation of what happened, and they may fudge the truth to make themselves look good, maybe make themselves look a little bit bad so it doesn't look so unbelievable. But understand, the losers don't get to tell a story. They have a story, but they don't get to tell it because there's no one around to hear it, like the tree falling in the forest. Everyone work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.